Welcome to Texaco Town. And again, the 45,000 dealers who serve Fire Chief Gasoline and other Texaco products present his honor, the mayor, Eddie Cantor. Here he is.
Hello, everybody. Hello, James.
Say, Mayor, I called your house a little while ago, and they told me you went to the hospital.
Don't be alarmed, Jimmy. I only went to visit a friend.
Serious?
No, you see, he had his girl out riding, and it was raining. Mm-hmm. His car skidded around a corner, smashed a lamppost, broke a fire plug, crashed through a fence, went into a ditch and turned over, and as the girl crawled out of the car, she said, "Boy, that's what I call a kiss."
Oh, by the way.
Yep.
Here's $10 I'm kissing goodbye.
Yep.
You got me again today with those Yankees.
Oh, yes, James, and take a telegram to the Giants, will you?
All right, Eddie, what do you want to say?
New York Giants, New York City.
Yeah?
Why don't you get in touch with Rudy Valley's orchestra?
Rudy Valley's orchestra? Why?
Well, the Giants are having so much trouble with the New York Yankees, they might have a better chance playing the Connecticut Yankees.
You know, Eddie.
Yep.
Eddie, I want to thank you for giving me this part-time job as your secretary.
Oh, forget it, Jimmy. It's nothing at all.
Well, still, I'm awfully grateful to you because it gives me a chance to run the service station, too. You're a real pal.
Jimmy, it's nothing at all.
Say, incidentally, Eddie, you didn't tell me how much you're going to pay me.
I keep telling you, Jimmy, it's nothing at all.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, let's discuss it later, James.
Yeah.
Tonight, we've got a broadcast from station TEX.
Say, that's right. Let's take a taxi over there, eh?
No, we've got time to walk. Let's walk.
Nice
night out, isn't it?
Sure, well.
You know, I just found out that taxi drivers manufacture our gasoline.
What do you mean?
Well, they put gasoline in the tanks and step on the starter.
Yes?
And isn't that what makes the taxi go?
Makes the taxi go. You know, Eddie, I love the way you sneak in a mention of the product all the time. Always advertising.
Well, advertising is a natural thing, Jimmy. Everybody does it. Do you know that every time you kiss a girl, it's an ad?
Oh, that's silly. What kind of advertising is kissing?
Mouth-to-mouth advertising.
Mouth-to-mouth.
And believe me, it gets quick results.
Oh, I don't know about that. Look how long you had to advertise for a boy. Over 20 years, and what did it get you?
A very good salary, Jimmy. A very good salary.
Eddie, sometimes advertising is misleading.
How do you mean?
Well, don't forget, the chicken lays the egg, but the rooster does all the crowing.
Well, Jimmy, you're the rooster on this program because you do most of the crowing.
Maybe it's because your jokes have been laying the egg.
Yeah. Well, I may lay an egg now and then, but it certainly helps to feather your nest.
You know, Eddie, I still say that there's too much advertising today.
Too much? Why?
Well, I've got an uncle who's in the cheese business. He never advertises, and he's doing all right.
Well, if he's in the cheese business, he doesn't have to advertise. People get wind of it. Oh. Now, here, Jimmy, here's the radio station.
Eddie, look.
What?
There's a little boy standing at the microphone. Is that Bobby?
No, it's a strange kid. And he's crying. Wait a minute. Come here, sonny. What's the matter? Wait a minute. Why are you crying? What are you crying for? Listen, sonny, I wish you'd answer me and stop wasting time. There are millions of people listening in.
Millions there are?
Yes. What are you crying about?
I'm lost. I want to get to my father's clothing store located at 312 Main Street. Walk up one flight and save $10 on men's suits and overcoats. Alterations free. Open evenings until 9 o'clock. Sale now going on.
Get out of here. How do you like that for advertising? Boy, that's advertising. Oh, here you are, Jack. Jack Renard, let's rehearse the new song for tonight's broadcast, will you?
Who's the greatest heart attractor? Who's the greatest little actor? I refer to nobody but love. He's the greatest benefactor that we ever knew. Here are just a few things he can do. Love marches on and meets a lonely boy, a lonely girl, and takes them by the hand and marches on. Together, love marches on, and then he leads them to a rendezvous and says it's up to you and marches on. Then on a certain Sunday morning, he even plays their wedding song. When they go honeymooning, he goes right along. Love marches on until he finds a nest that they request and says, I've done my best, and marches on.
What funny things love can do. Here we are in a railroad station. Over there is a boy, and sitting opposite is a girl. They have no intentions of flirting with each other, but it won't be long now. Let's eavesdrop on them.
There she goes.
Excuse me. Do you know whether the 5:15 is on time?
What did I tell you? 200 porters in the station, and she's got to ask him whether the 5:15 is on time. Let's hear what he says.
The 5:15? Well, you see, you know, I just...
Look, the big ox is being flustered. Look at them.
Well...
By the time he gets it out, they'll both miss the train.
You see, I'm a stranger here, and...
Listen to her, a stranger. 8 years, she's been taking the same train, and the father is the conductor. Oh, these women. Oh.
Well, I'm pretty sure the train is on time, miss. Are you alone?
Yes, I'm all alone. I never travel much. You see, I'm a home girl.
Yeah, home girl is right. Anybody's home at all. I'll bet 10 to 1 he's going to ask her how far she's going.
Well, if I'm not too personal, would you mind telling me how far you're going?
What did I tell you? I never saw it to fail.
But I'm going to visit some relatives in Chicago.
Here's your train right here. Let me carry your bags for you.
How do you like that? At home, he won't lift up an ashtray for his mother. Now he wants to carry 11 bags.
Well, I suppose this is goodbye.
Goodbye? Didn't you say you were going to Chicago?
Yes.
Well, that's where I'm going, too.
Oh, if I was near enough, I'd sock him. The big fat head has a ticket to Buffalo in his pocket, and all of a sudden, he's going to Chicago. Love marches on. Here it is 6 months later. The same boy and girl ordering dinner in a tea room.
What do you have, dear?
Nothing. I'm not hungry.
She's not hungry. For 3 days, she's been starving herself just to make an impression on him. But the minute she gets him hooked, she'll eat like there's no tomorrow.
Darling, I wonder if you would...
Don't say it.
Yes?
Darling, would you...
Of course I'll marry you.
Did he ask her to marry him? All he wanted to say was, would you mind passing the mustard?
Oh, darling, I'm so happy I could jump for joy.
Yeah, jump for joy. He'd like to jump off a roof.
Oh, sweetheart, I never dreamed you would propose to me. This is so sudden.
She never dreamed. She was so sure she was going to land the poor fish. For 3 weeks, she's been paying a preacher just to follow them around. Love marches on. 2 years have passed. They're married and are living happily in their little love nest. Let's peek in on them.
Listen, you. I'm going to the club tonight.
Again? Well, you might at least stay home one evening with me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, this is what is known as happy married life.
Well, I gotta relax sometimes. What do you think I do at the office all day?
For 6 months, his boss has been asking him the same question.
Well, you might take me out for some fun. I slave and work my fingers to the bone in this kitchen from morning to night.
Poor slave. She plays bridge until 5 o'clock, stops at the delicatessen, goes in the kitchen, grabs a can opener, and his dinner is ready.
Oh, stop beeping, will you?
I'm sorry I ever married you. Look what I gave up. I gave up my family and my friends.
She gave up her family. They threw her out of the house when she was 14. And she didn't give up her friends. They moved them all to Alcatraz.
Well, look what I gave up for you.
Yeah, look what he gave up. Saturday night crap games and afternoons in the pool room.
How can you talk to me like that? Didn't you know?
Why, darling, you mean?
Yes. I've been knitting this tiny garment for our little pet.
Oh, snooge boogie.
Oh. He's hooked again. Love marches on. Love marches on. And meets a lonely boy, a lonely girl, and takes them by the hand and marches on. Together, love marches on. And then he leads them to a rendezvous and says it's up to you and marches on. Then on a certain Sunday morning, he even plays their wedding song. When they go honeymooning, he goes right along. Love marches on until he finds a nest that they request and says, I've done my best, and marches on.
Jimmy, what is this lightning action I hear you talk about?
Well, look, Pete, the fastest ball in today's World Series game was Gehrig's timely home run in the third inning. He didn't hesitate a fraction of a second, met the ball squarely with his bat, and practically settled the game for the Yankees. Well, that's lightning action. Fast, effective work. Now, in a car, it's like this. When you drive a car at average cruising speed, 9,000 separate charges of gasoline must explode every single minute.
Is that right?
Yes. And that calls for lightning action gasoline. Well, a gasoline that fires instantly, that delivers full power in 1/100th of a second. Today's cars need Fire Chief gasoline. The gasoline that was developed to meet special service requirements in emergency vehicles, ambulances, and fire engines.
So that's why they call it Fire Chief.
That's right. It was made for engines that demand complete lightning action from every drop of gasoline. And if you want to feel the difference in the way you start, the way you pick up speed in emergencies, and the way you take hills, just try a tank full of Fire Chief gasoline. And when you compare the mileage, you'll find, too, that Texaco Fire Chief gives you more for your money. Don't be satisfied with less in your car. Tomorrow, stop at the familiar Texaco pump anywhere in our 48 states and fill up with Fire Chief. We're sure you'll like it.
All you folks here in Texaco Park, I want to announce that Jack Renard and his Texaco Orchestra and the Fireman's Glee Club take you on a trip to the accompaniment of...
I'm an old cowhand.
Rehearsing?
Yes, sir. You know, since you took him to see Romeo and Juliet, he's been acting all over the place.
He has he? I'll go up there and take a look. Bobby!
Forsooth! What scurvy knave knocketh at yon portal? Begone, varlet, or I wouldst fairly call my own man.
But wait a minute, what's going on here?
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Hello, Mayor Cantor.
Hello, Deanna. Bobby, what's this I hear about you rehearsing?
Well, Daddy, you're always talking to Uncle Jimmy about advertising.
Yes?
You see, Bobby got an idea to advertise Texaco. We're going to play Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, I'll be Romeo and Deanna is Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the star and she's the co-star.
Why do you call her the co-star?
Well, I figured a Texaco star to advertise it right.
Do you get it, Mr. Cantor? Texaco star?
I get it, honey. Now, who else is in it?
Well, I got a part for Jack or not. But I don't know if you'll like it.
Why not? What do you want Renard to play?
The balcony.
The balcony, Bobby. How many times have I told you not to say Renard is fat? I'm ashamed of you.
I'm sorry.
Besides, Renard can't appear in this play. He's helping out in the play of the auditorium. Renard is playing the title role.
What's the name of the play?
Boulder Dam. Oh, there's a lady here. I should say Boulder Don.
Oh, that's a pretty bad joke, Mr. Mayor.
What? No, wait a minute. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because she thinks that's bad. Can you imagine her complaining, Daddy?
Thanks, Bobby.
She only hears you on Sundays. I have to live with you.
Yep. That's fine talk for a son. Get back to Romeo and Juliet now. Come on, let's rehearse.
I've got the play here, but Bobby's made a few changes.
Changes? Bobby, are you trying to improve on Shakespeare?
No, but if we did it the way he wrote it, Deanna couldn't be Juliet.
Why not?
Well, look at this line. Juliet says, My ears have yet not drunk 100 words.
Well?
Deanna's got big ears, but they're certainly not loving cups.
Is that so? Well, my ears aren't half as big as your mouth.
Oh, yeah? Wait till I see you outside.
Wait a minute. Here. Stop the fighting, Bobby. You're supposed to be Romeo, the great lover. And Deanna's Juliet.
I hate him.
Please, children, let's try one of the scenes. Go ahead, Bobby. Start. Start where Romeo is in the orchard.
All right, but I'm still sore.
Oh, sure.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is a big dope. Yeah!
Bobby, wait a minute. Yeah, what is that kind of talk? You mustn't call her name.
What's in a name? A dope by any other name would still be Deanna.
Quiet.
I'm going home.
Wait a minute, dear. Bobby, you apologize to Deanna.
That's not in the play.
I don't care. I'm putting it in the play.
Oh, now you're trying to improve on Shakespeare, huh?
If he won't say he's sorry, I won't be Juliet.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's better. Now let's play the last scene. Romeo thinks Juliet has poisoned herself, and he takes real poison.
Okay, but I've got to have some poison.
All right, use this glass of water.
No, I want some ice cream. Strawberry and chocolate mix. 2 quarts.
Wait a minute, 2 quarts of ice cream?
Sure. Didn't you tell me that too much ice cream is poison for my sister?
That's ridiculous. Look, here, let me show you how to play the scene. I'll show you real acting.
Here's the book, Mayor Cantor.
No, I don't need it. Listen. Eyes, look your last. Arms, take your last embrace. Here's to my love. I drink the poison. Oh, true apothecary, thy drugs are quick. Thus, with a kiss, I die.
Oh, Daddy.
I see, my son, you're touched by the beauty of those lines.
No.
Was it my acting that made you cry?
No, it's not that.
Then why are you crying?
When I started to play Romeo, Deanna made me wear her shoes, and they're killing me.
Oh. You did it fine, Mayor. But I don't like that ending.
No? You don't like sad endings?
I don't either, Daddy. Would this be good? Deanna knows a swell song about sweethearts. Make her sing it.
Gee, that's a good suggestion, Bobby. Where did you learn such grand showmanship?
I learned it from radio's greatest showman.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. I listen to Major Bowes every Thursday.
Quiet. Go ahead, Deanna. For a 13-year-old fire chief's daughter, huh? All right now, Romeo, have you got an answer for your Juliet?
You bet I have, Daddy. Let me call you sweetheart.
know, kids, it gives me a real thrill to see you two sweethearts. There's nothing more beautiful than youth and love. Sweet romance makes you feel like you are floating on clouds. And even the most commonplace things assume a rose-colored hue. Young love, beautiful love. I hope you two will always remain sweethearts, because the minute you get married...
Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Ginny Washingborn, park your carcass. Say, listen.
Yeah.
How do you know where is that Eddie Scranton?
What are you doing here?
I don't know. The mayor sent for me. He says he got to see me. Very unimportant.
Yo, wait a minute. I'm right here. Park your carcass. Tell me, where have you been?
I just come from the gymnasium.
Yep.
You know, I'm in training. I got to make myself strong enough to be the president.
Wait, strong enough to be the president?
Yeah, I read in the paper that the man who's elected president got to carry 36 states.
Yep. Oh, heaven help us all if you're elected president.
What do you worry about? When I'm the president, I'm going to make you vice president.
Oh, because you like me.
No, because that's one way to keep you quiet for 4 years.
Yep. Don't be silly, Parker Caucus. We've got a good vice president now, Mr. Garner.
Yeah, but I don't think if he's going to be the vice president long.
Well, why not?
Because everywhere I go, I hear people saying knocks, knocks.
Yep. Tell you, it's gonna be very hard for anyone to vote for you for president, believe me.
No, it's easy.
Why?
All they got to do is put an X beside my name. That's my slogan.
What's your slogan?
X marks the spot where you park your carcass on the ballot.
Yep. Ballot? What do you think? Ballot? You don't even know what a ballot is.
Who don't? A ballot is what you shoot from a gun.
No. That's a bullet.
Don't tell me. A bullet is a little bull.
No, a little bull. A little bull. Why don't you listen to what I say?
Oh, no, that's a lot of bull.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm just trying to tell you that bullet and ballot doesn't gel.
Gel? That's what Jack Benny sells.
No, that's jello. Oh.
What's the matter? Something hurts you?
Yep, get out of here. What's the use? A man can't stand here and talk to an idiot all day.
Yes, I can. I ain't got no place to go.
Yep, wait a minute. That's fine talk for a presidential candidate. With your brain, what could you do if you were elected president?
I got an idea to bring back prosperity.
How?
I'm going to change the whole map of the United States.
Change the map? Park your carcass. I'm 100% American, and the old map is good enough for me.
Boy, if I had a map like yours, I'd shoot myself.
Get away from that. You'd shoot yourself. Never mind that. Let me hear your crazy plan.
Well, first place is...
Yes?
New York is too far away from California.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put New York where is California, and California where New York is.
Yep. Are you mad? They'll still be the same distance apart.
Sure, but suppose a fella in New York wants to go to California.
Yes.
Just stays home and there he is.
Yeah, wait a minute, wise guy. But suppose a fella lives in California and he wants to stay in California.
That's easy, then he goes to New York.
Yep. No, wait. Think of the railroad fare a man will have to spend in order to stay home.
No, with my ideas, there's going to be no railroad fare.
How's that?
Instead of a man who's going to travel to another state.
Yep.
We're going to bring the state right to him.
Wait, let me get this straight. You mean you're thinking of putting a state on wheels and bringing it to a person?
Why not? They've been doing it for years.
Moving states on wheels?
Sure. Don't you never hear of Wheeling, West Virginia?
No. That's not bad. Now, what else are you going to do with the map?
Well, with my system, nobody's going to be sick.
Nobody's going to be sick?
No, sir. I'm going to move Chicago ill right over to Baltimore, MD.
Yep. Go ahead, keep on, go ahead.
No, that's not all.
No, what else?
I figured out where the names of the states and cities is too long.
Yep.
We're going to push them all together.
You mean you take states like Delaware and Washington, put them together and make Delawash?
You got it, boy. I'll show you how we could all make money from
how?
That.
How?
Well, you take the first part of Philadelphia.
That's Phil.
Yeah, and Utah.
Utah, that's you.
And Carolina.
That's Cat.
Push them all together, what do you got?
Phil, you Cat.
Right. Now take Texas and Colorado. Push them together.
That's Texaco.
There you are. Fill your car with Texaco. How am I doing?
Well, I still don't see how that silly idea will balance the budget.
Don't worry about the budget. When I'm the president, I take out all the money from the treasury and I give it to the people to spend.
But it's ridiculous. It'll make a hole in the mint.
Yeah, but that'll be a lifesaver for the country.
Get up!
Ladies and gentlemen, Texaco Town has a celebration tonight. 15 years ago, Mayor Cantor introduced a song which became world famous. Tonight he repeats the number, and any of you who remember it are invited to join in.
There's a fruit store on our street. It's run by a Greek, and he keeps good things to eat, but you should hear him speak. When you ask him anything, never answers no. He just yeses you to death, and as he takes your dough, he tells you, yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We've string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit, and say, we have an old-fashioned tomato, Long Island potato, but yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
We've Roosevelt and Landon and Townsend, who's planned on a pension for the old and gray. The winner will be a dark horse if you vote for Park Your Carcass. So, yes,
we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
We're glad you came to Texaco Town. And don't forget, during the week, stop in and see the man who makes this program possible. Your neighborhood Texaco dealer. Say I sent you, huh? And remember,
I love to spend each Sunday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. Good night.
Eddie Cantor and Texaco Town will come to you again next Sunday evening at the same hour. Included on this program was selection Sweethearts from Maytime. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.